Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Election Commission has ordered large-scale transfers of bureaucrats ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. The Commission removed the Home Secretaries in 6 states, along with the Director General of Police of West Bengal. Sources said that the Home Secretaries have been removed in Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. The Secretaries of the General Administrative Department in Mizoram and Himachal Pradesh have also been shifted. Besides, the poll body has ordered the removal of Brihan Mumbai Municipal Commissioner Iqbal Singh Chahal, as well as additional commissioners and deputy commissioners. IPS officer Vivek Sahai has been appointed as the next DGP of West Bengal after the removal of State DGP Rajiv Kumar. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed election rallies in Karnataka and Telangana yesterday. Speaking at the public meeting in Shivamogga district of Karnataka, Mr. Modi said the country has witnessed BJP's delivery on development. The Prime Minister said, on the other hand, INDIA bloc is known for corruption and appeasement politics. He accused the Congress of being expert in making false promises. Later in the evening, Mr. Modi conducted a roadshow at Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi held a public meeting at Jagatial in Telangana. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his remarks on Shakti. He said the spot on the moon where Chandrayaan 3's lander, Vikram, touched down has been named as Shiva Shakti Point. Meanwhile, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has clarified that his reference to Shakti is for the power that has captured India's voice, institutions and the entire constitutional structure of the country is in its clutches. In a social media post, Mr. Gandhi accused the Prime Minister of twisting the meaning of his comments. President Draupadi Murmu has asked civil services officers to make use of the latest technologies such as artificial intelligence, blockchain and big data analytics for an efficient and smart administration. She said convergence of new ideas and new technologies with rich and varied experiences can bring such impactful changes that one cannot even imagine. President Murmu was addressing the state civil services officers at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. The 37th Foundation Day of Indira Gandhi National Centre for the Arts, IGNCA, will be celebrated from today at the IGNCA premises in New Delhi. The 3-day event will organise various programmes which include classical singing, musical instruments, dance, holy of flowers, workshops and basketry exhibition. Bulgarian President Roman Radev has expressed his gratitude to the Indian Navy for successfully carrying out a rescue operation on the hijacked Bulgarian ship MV Rouen. Taking to social media, President Radev thanked the Indian Navy for rescuing its crew, including 7 Bulgarian citizens. Earlier, Bulgaria's Foreign Minister Maria Gabriel held a conversation with the Indian Ambassador Sanjay Rana and thanked him for rescuing Bulgarian nationals. All the sailors are in good health and efforts are currently being made for their timely return to Bulgaria. India's Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast scattered to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Gangetic, West Bengal and Orissa for 3 days with possibility of hailstorm and squall today. It said, light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds are expected in Jharkhand, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Eastern Madhya Pradesh and Bihar till the 21st of this month. Hailstorm is expected in Vidarbha, Eastern Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh today. Thunder squall with speed reaching 50 to 60 km per hour is expected in Eastern Madhya Pradesh today. And the 2024 edition of the Swiss Open Super 300 Badminton Tournament will begin today in Basel, Switzerland. In men's singles category, India's Lakshya Sen, seeded 7th, will kick-start his campaign against Yang Hyung Hao of Malaysia in the round of 32, while Kidambi Srikanth will face Wang Ziwei of Taiwan. In women's singles, 4th-seeded PV Sindhu is scheduled to face Germany's Yeon Lee in the round of 32. And that is the end of this news bulletin.